So, like I said, today was pretty hard, but I made it. I'm here, and tonight, by God's grace, I will go to bed and wake up in the morning with peace. It's really good to be here. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Maddie. I'm a compulsive overeater, anorectic, bulimic. I think that covers everything.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi. I've never been to a recovery meeting like this before. I didn't even know they had anything for anorectics and bulimics, so when I heard about this meeting, I just dove for it. I really want to get well. I've had this since before college, so it's been some time. And it's embarrassing because I'm a Christian. I'm supposed to have it all together. But for some reason in this area of my life, no matter how much I pray or beg God to do something to take it away, it doesn't get any better. When I heard you all talking about how you only eat 3 meals a day and you don't binge or purge, I couldn't believe it. I can't remember the last time I digested a normal meal. I just assumed I would be a blimp overnight. I want what you have. I want to wake up in the morning at peace with myself. And I'll do whatever I have to do to get well. Anything. Even if it means losing a size 2 forever. I'll do whatever I have to do. I just ask God for the power to do it.
That's the first step.
It is? Well, good.
The scene that you have just seen is a true story. It's my story. I'm Carol Anderson, and I was an anorectic bulimic for 12 years of my life. And during the entire time, I was a committed Christian. 12 years. I identified very closely with the woman who bled and what I would have given if I could touch the hem of Jesus' robe and be healed of the source of my illness. Jesus healed in many different ways in Scripture. And he heals in different ways today. And for me, it was process. I was at this meeting, and surprisingly, it was even held in my church. Hello. And there I met people like myself who were struggling with this, with the addiction, with the chaos, with the shame, who were getting well. And they taught me that it was process, and you needed to do whatever you could do to get well and cling to Jesus to give you the power to do it, one step at a time, sometimes one inch at a time. That process I entered into, I was in full-time Christian ministry during the time I came to that meeting and the 3 years that followed. And in that midst of process, Jesus got through to my head and my heart how much he loved me. See, I had gotten to the place where I thought between maybe a misreading of doctrine and a lot of things I was hearing, that it was only in my perfection that Jesus could truly love me. But he got through to me that it was in the midst of my brokenness that he loved me, because I was his child. And in the midst of that absolutely new, in-depth, alive relationship with the Lord, that love wooed me to take the terrifying step of letting go of my addiction, to step into the technicolor experience of healing. It's been a long time since I struggled with that illness, with that addiction, and I've shared my story with thousands of women, many of whom, like you, are committed Christians, struggling with something today that you don't understand why it takes so long to change in your life. Well, I'm here to say that the answer is Jesus. He is the source of the power that we have to overcome anything. We cannot do it on our own. And because of this, I've learned that he never wastes our pain. that when we lean into him with our hearts, he uses us, even in the midst of our brokenness. It was out of that pain that I started Acts of Renewal. And it was God's grace, totally God's grace. My life verse, and will always be, is out of 2 Corinthians. For my grace is sufficient for you, says the Lord. For power, my power is made complete in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I boast of my weaknesses, that the power of Christ might dwell in me.